I want to read you a couple of verses from Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. And it says this: "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." I recently had a muscle spasm in my back. Has anybody ever had a muscle spasm? It is unbelievably painful. And, you know, I remember I just hardly could move. I had to cry out to the doctor to give me some diazepam and cocodamol, which really, really helps. And then I ended up going to the osteopath and received some treatment. And he advised me to exercise regularly throughout the year and schedule an occasional checkup to ensure that my back stays healthy. Because I play cricket and I open the batting, the last 2 weeks I've been in for nearly a couple of hours and it really aches after. And this kind of reminded me, just as we maintain our physical health through regular checkups, we must also examine our spiritual health through prayer and humility, and asking God to search and examine our lives. And this is what King David did in Psalm 139. This is an amazing prayer of personal examination and surrender. Now, David was an interesting man because he, even though he was king, he experienced both the highs and the lows of life. But yet, he continued to praise and worship God in the midst of the struggles and the difficulties he had in his life. And his life included excitement, adventure, but also fear, anxiety, betrayal, guilt, and sin. But even in the midst of all of this, he trusted in God. And he loved God, even in the storms. And as we read this psalm, if you get time to read the whole of it, you will discover that David acknowledges that God is all-powerful, that God is all-knowing, that he's the one who knows when we sit and when we rise up. He's the one who knows and understands our thoughts before we even speak them. He's the one who knows how we feel. He knows when we're sad, when we're happy, when we're distressed, when we're full of anxiety. He's the God who knows all. And this psalm is a prayer that is filled with beautiful truths and insights about who God is and who we are. And I don't know about you, I've discovered in my own life that when you really know deeply and understand who God is and who you are in Christ, you can cope with any difficulty and any storm that comes our way. When you know who God is and who you are, you can experience peace in the midst of the storms, a peace that is beyond human understanding. So after reflecting on God's greatness, in verse 23 to 24, we see here now David inviting God to search and know his heart. And for God to reveal to him the anxieties that he was feeling. And I've also discovered, listening to others and my own experiences, that anxieties and worries can really affect you spiritually, but also it can affect you physically. And this is why it's so important, I feel, that when we're kind of going through these kind of emotions, we need to ask God to reveal what are the root causes of the anxiety and the worries and the stresses that we are experiencing. And then allowing the Holy Spirit to come and bring healing and wholeness into our life. David also, in these verses, asked God to show him if there is anything offensive in his life. In other words, he's asking God to show him, is there anything, any sin in his life that is breaking the heart of God, that is grieving his spirit? David is asking God to examine his most innermost being, his thoughts, his desires, everything. And to look beyond his outward appearance, but instead look into the depths of his inner being. I think, you know, Christians are very good at acting. We're probably the best actors. You know, we always give the impression that we're spiritual and we're okay. We don't really... We're kind of scared to tell people how we really feel, what's really going on inside of us. Maybe it's because we're embarrassed. Maybe it's because we want to show people that we're spiritual. Whatever the reason is, our outward appearance can be very deceitful and deceptive. And David here, the reason why I love this psalm is David is crying out to God. God, search me and show me, examine me and show me if there's anything that is grieving your heart. And this leads me to ask us a question. When was the last time you truly opened your heart to God? When was the last time you came before God and you stripped everything away and said, God, search me, show me, examine my innermost being? I did this a couple of days ago. And you know, it's really painful. Because when God shines a light in the darkness of our heart and he shows what we really are before him, it's quite painful. But also, it's wonderful. Because it's saying to God, here I am, my heart's in a mess, and I need you. And that's the kind of prayer that God loves. So at this time, I want to ask you, where are you spiritually on your journey with God? Are you in a good place? And when I mean in a good place, that means that you're reading the Bible, you're praying, your spirituality is really good, and you're just in a very good place as a believer. Or are you in an okay place? An okay place is when you just go through the motions. You come to church, you read the Bible now and again, and you pray, and that's just how your life is. That's an okay place. Or are you in a bad place? A place where God seems far off. You've just lost that joy, that kind of passion, that fire you once had. And even when reading the Bible, it's dry. There's no life. And you're just plodding on. Where are you in that. I want to say, wherever we are in our journey, good, okay, or bad, God's desire, God's kind of passion is to come alongside us and to bring healing and wholeness into our lives. Those of you who have had children or have children, you know when your child cries or going in a mess and they're all over the place, what do you want to do? You just want to listen to them. You just want to put your arm around them and love them and say, it's okay, I'm with you. I will help you through this, whatever situation it is. And that's what God the Father is like. He's like that. And I'm discovering day by day that there's three things that he wants to do in our lives. He wants to renew us. He wants to revive us. And he wants to restore us. Wherever we are in our journey, this is the desire of God. To renew us, to revive us, and restore us. And this is a kind of process by which God brings us back to a state of wholeness and emotional healing. It's a process where God brings a deep spiritual awakening that can help us and lead us to a renewed and restored and revived relationship with God. In Psalm, first of all, you know, in the Old Testament time, God's people went through many periods of disobedience and rebellion, which led them to into a spiritual decline and a sense of that God had abandoned them. And prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah called for revival. He told the people, the Israelites, to return to God and seek his mercy. In Psalm 85, verse 6, the psalmist cries out to God and says this, Psalm 85, verse 6, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you?" It was a time when God's people had experienced hardships and difficulties and were facing all kinds of struggles in their life because of their disobedience. And the psalmist is crying out to God to revive and restore and renew his people again so that they may rejoice in his presence. You know, when you are in a bad place, it's hard to rejoice in the Lord. When you're in a bad place, we sing without connecting to God, without that joy and that fervor. And that's why I really loved how Chrissy was singing, because I could see that she was singing from deep within her heart, really crying out and really engaging and connecting with God. Is that right, Chrissy? Yeah. I think in my own life, every day I find myself yearning for renewal, for revival, and for restoration. Because I know, you don't know, but I know I need to be delivered from my own lukewarmness, my own false spirituality. And you know, false spirituality is giving an impression that you are spiritual, but actually you're far off from God. But it's giving the impression to people that I'm okay. We can worship and praise God and put our hands in the air, but actually we're far off. Do you remember what Jesus said? They worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. It must have been 10 years ago. God really challenged me on this false spirituality. And I said to God, I'm not going to sing until I feel emotionally that I'm connected with you. I never sang for 5 years. I just sat in the churches that I went to and just looked at the words. And you know, sometimes I found that amazing because I realized what I'm singing. And even now, I will not sing until I feel deep inside that I'm connected and engaged with God. And I'm in love with him. Because otherwise, I feel I'm being a hypocrite. Words are coming out of my mouth, but actually I'm not connected. I kind of feel in these days, we as a church, as individuals, we need to be renewed again. We need to be revived again and restored into that wonderful and deep intimate relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think in life, we all at some time experience spiritual dryness. And sometimes we experience, where are you, God? When there's difficult things happening in our lives, sometimes we doubt God and wonder, what is he doing? And we even doubt that God actually loves us and is for us. And I think we all long, and I'm longing every day to experience that renewal in my spirit, that revival in my spirit, and to be restored to the person I should be and to have that deep relationship with God. I'm discovering more and more when we really begin to seek God with all of our heart, we will find him. It's all about openness and honesty with God, how we are. The question is, how do we experience this renewal, this revival and restoration? Well, let me say, first of all, we cannot achieve it on our own. We cannot do anything. What it does require is complete humility and a sincere heart that seeks God and says to God, God, you show me, you search me, and you show me where I've got it wrong and what do I need to sort out. So I would suggest, firstly, we need to come to God with a contrite heart. Now, contrite means having a deeply humble, broken, and repentant heart that acknowledges and recognizes our sin and cries out to God for mercy. In Psalm 51, verse 17, David says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." Isaiah 57 verse 15 says, God says, I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. And then in Isaiah 66 verse 2, the Lord says, these are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. So we see here in these verses that God is looking and values somebody who comes to him with a contrite heart. Secondly, to receive this kind of renewal, revival and restoration, I think it's really important that we accept the love of God, the mercy of God and the forgiveness of God. Because sometimes we find it hard to believe that God actually has forgiven us. Because the devil says, look what you've done again. How many times have you sinned? How many times have you done that? God will never forgive you. And we know he's the father of lies. Many of us, I believe, find it hard to accept the love and grace and the mercy of God. And sometimes we try to earn God's love by doing good works, by doing good things in the church. We think if we do this, then God will love us. And it's important to remember God loves us not because of what we do, but because of who we are, his sons and daughters. He loves us beyond measure. And we must never forget that God sees everything, knows everything about us. And despite our mistakes and sins and whatever we do wrong, he deeply loves us. He knows us completely. And thirdly, to receive this kind of renewal, revival and restoration, we must surrender and open our hearts with all humility and allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our lives and allow him to shape our thoughts, our attitudes and our decisions. And you know, when we daily surrender and yield to the Holy Spirit, we are letting go of what we want and saying, not my will, but your will be done. Surrendering to the Holy Spirit is asking him to guide us and help us towards a righteous path so that we can live holy lives and glorify God. When we surrender, we are asking the Holy Spirit to take lordship of every aspect, including all our hurt, our pain, our worry, our doubts, our fear, anxieties, our decisions, and anything that seeks to disturb our peace. And I think it's so important to remember that the journey of surrendering to the Holy Spirit is not a one-time event, but it's something that we need to do every single day. It's making a daily decision to submit our entire being, our entire will, emotions and desires to the Holy Spirit. I also think we also need to remember that surrendering our life is not about losing control. It's about placing our life in the hands of God, who knows what is best for us. I would encourage you today, let God search and examine what's in your heart, remembering that he is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, and allowing him to shine the light in those dark areas that need healing and restoration and renew. And today I'm inviting you to reflect on the areas of your life that needs renewal, revival and restoration. And to come before God, our Heavenly Father, who loves us, and with all humility and with a contrite heart and with repentance, say what David said. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offense way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I want us to stay in that atmosphere of reflecting. We're going to sing a song, and then after that song, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come before God as individuals and as a church, to come forward, come on this carpet. If you want to kneel, stand, whatever you want to do, and open your heart to God. Search me, O God, and to receive that renewal and that revival and that restoration in your life. It's not about a show. It's not about showing people how spiritual you are. It's about saying, God, I need you. God, I need you. And because we are the family of God, we don't need to be ashamed. We're all in the same boat. So please, after the song, come forward, and I will be there, and Jenny will be there, and anybody from the leadership of the church, just to pray for you. Not long prayers, just to pray that God will bless you, that God will hear your prayers, and he will renew you and revive you and restore you. As simple as that. It's not a show. It's just us as God's people coming before him and saying, Lord, we need help. We need help. Sort our hearts out. So let's continue.